started. Well, there's a couple of fill-ins where Judy Adams basically said, "Look, there's a slot." It was normally a syndicated show that would run, I believe, between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Fridays. And I can't remember the name of the show because it's been, you know, many years. And she said, "Why don't you come in?" I had a full-time job. I was at that point, I think I was working for a producer's color service, and I think I had to ask for the day off, and I had to go down there and basically prep my show. And so I can't remember exactly what the date was, but it was probably in 78. And she said, "Why don't you fill in, do a pledge period?" I'd already been down there to help with them, not to host them, but to help with them, because everybody else obviously had to do the same, you know, pledge drive shows. So I went and basically said, "Great." And she said, we're going to call it Rest Aria, because there was a Residents song, and she was a big fan of the Residents. Said, "We're going to call the show Rest Aria after this Residents song," which is the play on words of, you know, from music, of the rest symbol and an aria, which, you know, she's a musical style. And she goes, "We'll call it Rest Aria, and you can host it and see how much money you can raise." And I went, "I'm in." So I went down there, nervous as all fuck, because I never really cracked the mic at DET. Do basically between 1 and 3, see how much money you can raise. And at that point, I probably knew him about a month out. So the typical thing happens where you just flyer the shit out of the city. You go to every gig. "Hey, I'm going to be on the air in the daytime doing this thing. Listen in." I started collecting 7 inches, I believe, from a couple of local bands here and there. And then went and pulled out as much, you know, music, and then tried to fill in those 2 hours with obviously doing the pledge drive stuff. And what it soon turned into after about 15 minutes was basically an extortion period, where the phone would ring, and then, you know, as soon as I started playing a song, it would just die out, because people obviously just listen to the music. You know, there's no call to action. And I suddenly realized that I'm just going to have to find shorter songs and get on there after every single song and explain, "Look, if I don't raise enough money, if you like this stuff that you're hearing, you know, and I don't raise enough money, this experiment, if you will never exist. You know, nobody's going to care. So basically, you just have to pick up the phone, and I'm just going to keep talking until we raise X amount of dollars." And back in those days, you know, X amount was whatever, you know, $250 or something like that. And by the end of the first hour or so, I think we got pretty far. I was actually kind of surprised that we'd raised enough money. And of course, the powers that be, you know, even Judy Adams' bosses were like, you know, looking at these numbers and going, "Fuck, that's pretty amazing." So after the first hour, it was like one figure, and by the second hour, it was 10 grand. And they were, I believe, a little bit more shocked than anything when it came to, like, how is it possible that there's people out there that we didn't know? Because none of these people, they were all new pledgees. They weren't, you know, "Have you pledged before?" "Yes, click that box." These were all new people. And we probably had, what, 4 lines back then, I'm guessing? 4 or 5 lines at the 0808 number? So at the end of it, I think there was this murmur of like, "Wow, we got to do this again." I think the pledge periods were probably a week long, 2 weeks long at that time. So suddenly I'm thinking, I'm back on the next week, and the same thing happened. And then the rumble started happening, and they were looking for a time slot for me. And then that's when they called me up and said, "You want to do 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. on Wednesday night, Thursday morning?" And of course, the reaction was, "Fuck yeah, I'll be there."